Brian, who's this?
You know, I asked myself the same thing when my dad passed. I said, who is this man?
No, who's in this coffin? Because that's not my father.
The day of the funeral does not start well for Aaron, played by Chris Rock. As the oldest son, he's determined that the memorial for his father be appropriate and respectful as the far-flung family gathers in his parlor. There's his mom, the grieving widow, only consoled by her favorite son, Ryan, Aaron's younger and more successful brother.
This is so hard.
Hey, Mama.
There's a motley assortment of cousins, and of course the cantankerous old uncle.
We're gonna be late, fatty!
Ow!
Damn it, Uncle Russell! I love you, but you're gonna be in the box next.
But the funeral guests also include a stranger whose relationship with the family, notably the deceased, will shake everyone up.
I was so sorry to hear about your dad.
What, are you guys friends?
Something like that.
Peter Dinklage is the mystery guest, repeating a role he played in the 2007 original version of Death at a Funeral that was set amid a stodgy upper-crust English family. For the 2010 version, producer and star Chris Rock moves the action to the Los Angeles home of an upper-middle-class black American family, but follows pretty much the same story.
When you know a movie's ending works, your life's so much easier. I've remade a few movies, and they all have one thing in common: great endings.
You know you're climbing the same mountain, but you want to find a new way to do it as well.
Neil LaBute, a filmmaker known for dark, edgy dramas, is director of the remake and insists he has only respect for the original and its director, Frank Oz.
You want it to be your own, and yet, especially in this case, I think everyone went into it who had seen it really loved it. There was no sense of, oh, we can make this better. It's just we're going to make it our own.
Remember the guy that came by a little earlier that we didn't recognize?
Dude in a leather jacket.
Yeah, well, he showed me some pictures of him and Dad.
So he showed you some pictures. What's
pictures
wrong with that?
Pictures of him and Dad together.
Oh, Daddy!
Martin Lawrence plays the self-centered younger brother.
Well, my man Chris Rock, you know, gave me a call personally. And when he first called, I was like, sorry, Chris, I can't do that. And then, but then he sent me the British version, and I thought it was very funny. And then when he told me it was about playing his brother, you know, I just, you know, say I got to be on board.
And Tracy Morgan is a well-meaning, if inept, cousin in the large ensemble cast that Morgan says makes the comedy easier.
Well, you have all these people. You know, you're not doing it by yourself. You don't have to do it, so you don't feel the pressure. Everybody else, we all know our roles, and it was just, you bring who you are. Bring your bag of funny.
Among those whose bag of funny holds some surprises is James Marsden, whose character, accidentally under the influence of hallucinogenic drugs, loses all his clothes midway through the movie.
That was fine. I always said nudity is not a problem for me, but it must be in a comedy. It's something I'm comfortable about. Asking for the audiences, like, you know, to be sincere to the audience or have it take it really seriously and get naked. I don't know. If it's for a joke, I'll do it.
My father was an exceptional man.
He really loved the Golden Girls.
The coffin's moving. No. I'm sorry.
There's somebody in there.
No, it's
moving. Oh, just saw it move.
The nudity and drug and sex-related humor earned Death at a Funeral an R rating, meaning those under 17 cannot see it at American theaters unless accompanied by an adult. While the family at the center of the story is black, star and producer Rock thinks Death at a Funeral can entertain all audiences.
I think we made an American family comedy. Despite the R, I think this is a movie you can see with your whole family, and this is a movie for absolutely everybody. Let me get this straight. Our father was romantically involved with a guy that could fit in his pocket. And you're mad because he's white?
The Death at a Funeral ensemble includes Zoe Saldana, Columbus Short, Danny Glover, Regina Hall, Luke Wilson, and Keith David. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.